Shalom and good morning. Oh, how wonderful to hear your voices today. I tuned in earlier than normal, and I was able to hear my dear friend, Brother Thomas Peets in New Hampshire, and I heard people giving greetings from places. It was just great. And then as the voices gather more, then that's another blessing to know that there's so many of us on here praying today and many things to pray about. This is Wednesday noon prayer, our first one out at the mountain. I'm not going to be there, so we will have our phone call at 12:15 Central Time. Across the country and around the world, of course, it's going to be 15 minutes after the hour. Like I said, this is the first time out at Prayer Mountain since the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. It was the best one ever. It was just best because so much of the presence of God. Now, you can go online and watch this, watch these services, billybrim.org. Wednesday night, of course, we opened with our prayer with Brother Max. Thursday and Friday mornings were Lynn Hammond, wonderful teaching and revelation, really, on actually on in your private prayer life interpretation. Then Thursday night, what can we say? We had a manifestation of the glory of God. Jesus was seen. Walking up and down the aisles, and the glory was just manifested. It was just so wonderful. That was Thursday night. Friday night, Brother Steve Boyles and his wife Kathy shared his experience of going to heaven and being there actually for a 3-week period when on earth he was in a medically induced coma. It was so astounding, the whole meeting. And then Chip, Saturday morning was marvelous. And Saturday night was Israel night with Nir Kimke and his family, sharing so many things for you to see about what's happening in Israel, what it's been like for them living in the war. His dear family, just so precious meeting them. And they had a wonderful time here with us for about 2 weeks in America. And, of course, he's heading up our project over there. Sunday afternoon, we had healing service, and all of these you can go online and get. But now, for the new, we went out to Prayer Mountain for the for what I call the Prophetic Monday, and we had quite a service out there under the tent. We're not making that available because we told the people, and there several of the prophets spoke. You just be free. You just can say anything. So next year, you might want to come back and extend your stay so that you can come out to the mountain on Monday. And because it was just marvelous what the Lord revealed, the things that happened. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, on our prayer call that we had Monday morning, the first day of Autumn Assembly, of course, that wasn't at the venue. We did have the prayer with Max and me both there and all the people. Oh, we had a great crowd, great group of prayers that came Wednesday night to kick off the Autumn Assembly. But that morning, of course, we were on the phone, and one of the lines was, "Things must happen before my return." And there was some talk of war. So we decided, actually, Barbara Wakefield, who is over a lot of our 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. And incidentally, we have 2,200 students now. We're going to offer our study on Ezekiel for $100. That's the study on Ezekiel. That's one of the most prophetic books in the Bible concerning our times. And I've just been reading through how many times in the New Testament it speaks of everything must be fulfilled that the prophets have said. So you can't know what the prophets have said without studying it. And really, that's kind of a key, that's kind of a focus in our 3BI. So we're offering that. You can go online, billybrim.org, and you can also call our office, praise the Lord, and you can find out Barbara Wakefield's number. Let me get my numbers for your call. You can call the Prayer Mountain office at 417-336-4877. And Madeline can give you a number. That'll be Madeline that you get there. And you can get a number to call Barbara Wakefield. I should have her number down here, but I don't right now. So Madeline can tell you Barbara's number. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Miss Cooley.
How are you doing, Brother Max?
I am doing great. Highly favored and blessed, as Tony always said. Praise God. I have a couple of things here.
Number yes, sir. One, go ahead.
Number one, that I just got a call this morning. I can't really go into details, but I got a call this morning from somebody in Jordan. They were, and you know, it's all because of the prayer. Somebody that I met when I was there, and kind of like raised a flag, or the flag in my mind. I believe it's the Spirit of the Lord, but something in my heart. And then to find out this person is involved with another 23 people. They were planning suicide bombing in Israel. And
oh.
they were all caught today.
Oh, praise
and,
God.
They were crying
Hallelujah.
from the center crossing, which is 1967. You heard about the shooting, the guy with the truck driving, you know, taking supplies. And so that's kind of like was one of the things, but they have different ways of doing it. So this is what the Lord put in my heart, you know, to help over there. And it's coming to light. That's one thing. The second thing is we will be there in December 1st through the 15th. We have a conference in Jordan. And I just can't thank the WWPs enough. We have six people we would like to take with us. They're volunteers and they're helping in the conference. We are bringing people from Lebanon, from Syria, from Iraq, and a lot of people from Jordan. This is not just for former Muslims. This is for Christians too. So the conference will be held for 3 days in Jordan.
Where are you holding that? Where are you holding that?
We're holding it
Where
in the city of... in Jordan, in the city of Ajalon, but
and so you have pastors coming and people coming from Jordan.
We have pastors coming and people coming from Jordan, and we have 13 from the United States, and we have Billy Edgar is going to be with us. Tony and Brenda is going to be with us. We're going to teach on the authority of the believer is translated to Arabic.
Oh, thank God.
So we're
going
to pass
God.
Those copies to people. We're going to be teaching in the authority so people can take their authority.
So you've got those books, those little mini books now in Jordan, in Arabic.
Yes, in Arabic. We got translated,
good,
and we're going to teach in the authority. And Kamal going to be speaking. I will be speaking. So if you don't mind, Ms. Willie, if anybody, you know, want to help with the travels, want to help with the tickets, we have to buy them before, you know, we have a month to go.
Sure.
Feel free to do so, you know, for Yeshua Love
Heals. So that for that, they're going to have to contact Yeshua's Love Heals?
Contact Yeshua Love Heals, or they could go online to give, like text to give, or they could go by PayPal, or they could send checks via mail.
But that's still Yeshua's Love Heals.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
And they'll get credit for all their gifting. I just can't thank all the WWPs for all they do. You know, we're the Prayer Mountain of the North, and we are
yeah,
moving to
true.
Jordan. Billy is in Israel. And, you know, we are – the whole message, Miss Billy, is about the days are coming, and the Jewish people
yeah,
are going
are.
To cross the river. They're going to cross the river. They're coming to Jordan. It's written. Some
well,
of them.
Praise the Lord.
You know more than me about that.
Yeah, well, that's – yeah.
I don't
Some
know.
Say
we
that,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need
not
to talk
so
to
sure,
you about
but
that.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Some
yeah,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Some say that. They speak of going to Petra, but I don't know. It's not really written. It's
oh,
just,
it's not?
It is. No, not really written, but some people say that. They think that it is true that God will protect them, but it doesn't say they're going to Petra, no. So, but
you know, what I'm going to share is about, you know, it's, you know, how the Lord brought me to Christ. And I'm going to talk about Psalm 46:10. And I'm going to be talking about so many other things. You know, the core in Jordan, folks, pray for Jordan that they will have the heart for Israel.
Yeah.
They will have the love for Israel. This is what really, it's we have the chisel, we have the hammer. We're ready to tackle all of that through the word of God, of course, and the prayer.
It's but, very definitely the neighborhood and things happening and future things happening. We don't really know all of it, but it is the neighborhood. And and praise the Lord. It's God for sure, for sure. So we must pray for that conference, and we will pray for that conference.
Thank you.
And then if you wanted to donate for tickets or people to come and help people to come, then you can go to Yeshua's Love Heals. That's spelled Y-E-S-U. Now, I'm
always... Y-E-S-U? Okay. Go ahead.
I'm always confused about whether or not you put the apostrophe in when you put it in.
No, you don't.
You say...
No.
You don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Y-E-S-U-A-H as in Henry, S, love, L-O-V-E, heals, H-E-A-L-S at gmail.com. That's PayPal, sorry. But that's how you spell it. And text to give, 763-330-0611. Or our P.O. Box for P.O. Box 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota. 55446. And also the Druze 3 days ago, 5 bedrooms set up for them in Jordan. The Druze came from Syria.
That's great.
So praise God. So I just want to let everybody know, when you give to Jordan, when you put the seed in Jordan in Migdal Arbel, you are putting the seed overseas. You are part of it. You are part of the movement of God overseas. Not just in the States.
All of it. Center of everything. You know, I'm a part of an organization called NACL. That means salt. That's the chemical equivalent of salt. And it's National Christians Lawmakers Association. And they're having their meeting here in Branson. And I'm on the board of that, and I will be leading the prayer. But these are lawmakers. These are senators and House of Representatives on a state level, on a national level. And so they're meeting here. And one of our speakers is a Druze from Israel.
Oh.
So I'm eager to tell him about what's happening to help the Druze in Jordan. So I'll be able to tell him about that.
When is that?
It's right. It's tomorrow night. It starts tomorrow night, and then it's Friday and Saturday. So I'm involved in that.
I wish I'd known earlier. Would like to be there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You didn't think
so
of me.
I'm eager. Well, you have to be a member to go.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's not open to the public. It's you have to be a member. You have to be a senator. If you run for Senate or Congress, well, maybe I can get you in. Just teasing you. Maybe I'll tell them you work for the state. Maybe I can tell them you work for the State Department. That would be enough for membership, I'm quite sure.
There you go. So, I have papers to prove it.
Yeah, that would be enough to get you in. Bless the Lord. Speaking of authority of the believer, the way I'm led for us to begin today is to take the authority of the believer. And then we're going to move into prayer for Jamaica, the people, they were just devastated on that island of Jamaica by the Hurricane Melissa. And so we're going to pray for those people. I think so many of them have lost their homes. And then it's moving to Cuba and the Bahamas, but the brunt of it hit Jamaica. And, you know, it's just a little island. It's, I think, 51 miles wide. Israel's 60 miles wide. I think Jamaica's about 150, but it's an island. There's really no place to go. And so I'm not sure everything that's happened. I'm not sure about death tolls. You know, the prime minister, before it hit and I was following it, he said, "I'm on my knees praying." And then I read of another woman praying, a couple who'd gone there on their honeymoon, and she was praying. So I know those prayers were effective. I'm thinking maybe that the death toll won't be as high as maybe considered. I know God answers prayer. And so, but we're going to pray for the aftermath. And after we do, the authority of the believer, there's so much power when we're together on this phone call. There's so much corporate authority. And this world needs it right now. And so we're going to do that. First thing, let's praise God and give him thanks for what it tells us to give him thanks for in the first chapter of Colossians. There it is revealed to us that he has prepared us for the inheritance of the saints in the light, and that he has redeemed us out from the hand of the enemy and the dominion of the enemy in darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Let's thank him for that. All together now. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. I'm so glad to get up this morning and I'm not under the power of the enemy. Oh, I'm just so thankful for that, Lord. I'm just so thankful to be rescued from the dominion of darkness, and actually darkness put under my feet. And I want to thank you, Holy Father, that we can pray the prayer in Ephesians. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our heart be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Mashiach, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him, Father, head of a body. You raised him, head of a body, and we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in love and mercy, hallelujah, glory to God. You quickened us when you quickened him. You raised the body when you raised the head. You seated the body at your own right hand when you seated the head, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One. How grateful we are to be in that body, to be in the body of Christ, each of us on this line in the same body, and each of us on this line seated at the right hand of the Father. In each of us on this line, O Manakwa Hashandevre Belikum Bratya, able to rule and reign, because you said those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. And here we are in him, and here we are reigning. We command the kingdom of darkness to listen. From all over this United States of America and around the world, we're taking our authority over you. We command you to listen. We're not allowing you, in the name above every name, we are not allowing you to have a precipice in the minds of our elected officials that God put into office. President of the United States of America, Vice President, all cabinet members, aides, every Christian, every believer in God that you put in office, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, Satan, we command you cease and desist in your maneuvers against them, against their minds, against their families, against their travels, against their bodies and their health. In the name above all names, we command you, cease and desist maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against our government. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you as a man, and we demand you to stop your maneuvers through the Democratic Party to keep our government shut down. In the name of Jesus, we handcuff you. We handcuff your power, and we plead the blood of Jesus against you. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do declare that our government opens up immediately, in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, we do command that we will not allow this government to remain shut down. The blood is against you. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, the Word of God, the name of God. The name of our Savior, the blood, the shed blood of Jesus that accepted on the mercy seat. All of these things are against you, and we as a body right here in the United States of America tell you we're not putting up with it any longer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blood. Hallelujah. Your fight against our economy, your fight against us is over in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We're not having it.
Yes, Micah, Yeshua. Yes.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, I sense the power of God.
Hallelujah.
We lift up this government. Lift up this United States of America to the purpose of God. God has lifted us up. We couldn't be lifted up any other way, but he has lifted us up to a place to be a blessing to the world, as Israel is. And we pray for both nations to be what God wants and to take their place that God wants them to take.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray for this meeting that I'm about to go into here, about to take place here for the Christian lawmakers, to guide them and bless them. And in their sessions, you'll show them these are people that want to serve God. There'll be a lot of Israelis here too, Jewish lawmakers as well. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift them up. We lift up the lawmakers. And Father, we lift up the people of Jamaica. I am especially led, I believe, by you, Lord, to lift up the children. Children that might have lost their homes. Children that might have be traumatized. We lift up all the people of Jamaica. We lift up the island. And I did hear that I do believe the Prime Minister is a believer. And I did hear that he said we're going to build back better than ever. The infrastructure, the things they had really weren't made for such a devastating, to withstand such devastating winds. And so, Father, we lift up Jamaica, the people of Jamaica, Cuba, the Bahamas, anyone that is affected by this evil storm. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Sibatonia. Restore, Lord. Restore, Ja tu coro capito da gore cambre e di capa la cogne ni coccola capito. E sciando la capri che di che fe le togna. E le va a sciator, ma na caia na cacca. Cavile de giucciuata ta coro scendere co proprio na cotegge. E già to c'è delle cocovracche hanno ancora con le cabinghe. Mesti attora. Crivagno hanno ancora con le cabanga alla gabito, caffreg di andombre. Mi si teccaha, pale cocca che le dihine ancora, ma naccai, anacca alla cappa. E je ne kaka braka da gada ha shangye ne ko do ho she ko bre ke de da kalaba or shi yang to brekatai ma shi te le pa ko brekata fanya kabilatora frere yang to mini kaka e je de ko to ro ko ro ko ga bile te ni ne ko ro ko ti li kakai ya tai. Élibe-toi, élibe-toi, élibe-toi. Et je ne crois, et je ne crois rien qu'à. Et je ne crois qu'à ce que tu es capable. Bogalete hidika ha, chatoko orokon gambi, et chatoko hoje capinho, no choco prekete que le kaka. Mashti antobra, mashti antobra. Abele tu swear di antoto to kohojekie. Kavila toti amba kai atora manaka atora manaka tara gonganga. Bili tu hushwa, bili tu hushwa, tiana makaka, pakata kodenji. Ki bela tora manaka ha. Ki libera kode breke di gada kahala kaya. E shana kato breke di gada kahala kaya. Kashike to kabre kade kahala kanga. Ishe te kotoho vrekakara ale meni akta. Gele kota abra kade kate hisha. Kishka tanya ne kohore kota apri kade kada asha kapra. Ishe te kora patinyo ne kohore kota apri kade kala kai. Ikala kakanya ne kahala kai. Kave koto koto koho le kapra kato koho shenge ne koto ho she kapre. Ti sute de she bretenye ne koro koto le kapra kta. Very good, very good. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Doors, the doors, me kolo ko vitya. Kabida ko preka franye ne koro ko dosh kata pe kata kalai. Ala kabra kata fragio do ko prekya ko toska timbro ko to ko to ko bra kata ta pakle konka. E je ne me tuer je to je te ko bra kata ko hore ke beya e vele do rashon te ko to ho shakta to ko to ho she ke de kadabri e vele do rashe ti de ko toska da pri kata ka fragie. E mana ko ala ko prekya ti ko ho lo ko bra kata di kakai. Neshti on tobre kate kata afro kate le kopre. Isha tora, macho no koro kodish kata ankoro kodosh kata apri kate kata halaka. Ebele do ranya ne koro kodoro ko brakya na kodoho sha kapre. Ebele to shwertyo ishe te kom brakya angala kate brakitio. Kabiko tale ko horakange e digo doro shaktioni karakadishka tas koro kodoshka. Levro di hijwa para kodoshka dinjo da kodoshka di brakafra. Ishine karakotiete no ko hoshanka. Ike le kobreke de gahafaya no kodo kodo hoshe brakti ane kodo no ko papi. Ele macquario tale conflitti andere kodoshki di brakai. Ive li huru copre che di frai. Me colocou prica da cafanga, cotou de contagem, prica de contagem. E já de gorro cobre, repretele, toro cobre, cala caia, no coro com de batidio. Imana krakidi am dobre kade kalakai bala kombra. Ijene metunyo no kolti a kabre kade kampranye ne korokodele kampra kajede ne kondiosh kapap e kapai. Ijete kohoshe. Masko dobre kade kapa. Ijene kondiende ne kombrakte vrakadohe jekangara kadaha shaptiata na kadashka. Ishata da goho shekyon tata kabrak tata gachang deli gotosh kabrak deli gotosh kabrika tapra. Mishka tapra kata gotoho shaka. Ilibri twa moti gota freti ono no kobrika dikata. Ibi dudushwa maso toro gobe pala avang yano no kobre. Igale kabra vitio makoro kotachanda da goho shekabra. E je ne makaka rigotonje ne godoska tibra kata kontanje ne korgotocha. E kala kafreli kon grandia na kore kabilitonje ne kwa e je ne goto kapai. E je ne mekale kwa bre bredesha. No, ma li dio non gwa probitiato. Ango, malita. Kemeni agoda. Kamanika agoda. Kakilata. Je de gaba fratile congora cadisca. Calico di effa, mociata la cotosca di bracca. O fratigno no coca. Fratigno no coca di bracca tavra sobre catecalacai. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kriva tora makai, ili kongara gada hashaka, tiata da gundashka. Eka le kahala kapra kate vrehele kanga, eja de koko preke de gada. Retire, 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 rosanga. Bila koka kala kote prekata kata anje de gotoshka. Kriva dio dieta fra kala kamba preta le kongara o kala kaka. Lokoro koti praka fito no koka. Shetatio. Shetatio frika kora kampe vreto jwa. E jene mekara koti anto de goto frika de kala kapi de le gojetie. Oh, Father, bishato, bishato. Bishato, fengeli, piti, andore, kile, kaba. Iti, bekalagani, anda, hashe, kile, kodoshka, nabri, kani, kofrekie. Ishe, digo, brafra, kadi, hishan, veni, kodoshka, nabri, kata, kanzo. Ile manchong te le goho shakya la gadaha shaka prika te gadaha shaka mbra. Isato ka prika te gadaha toshke. Masu kota pa preke. Isamre hefe tuwa. Matu, matu, matu. Kibala gadasha, kiala gadasha, abre kani gadashka. Bijo duko prevre di shanto duko toho shakapre. E duko prevre kata, ebe kota fra katanje. Mashka dobre, mashka dobre, mashka dobre. E di gobre freddi hiswa, c'è uno cobra cagnan, della godosca d'abrica, della godosca d'abrica, della catangia, della gondan, della cadiasca tagnacta. E belle due, e nelle cora, codosca d'abrica, di catahala cai. E si di gobre freddi già da cotogna, di coholaca, mi torno con d'abrica, di catangia. E se ne corre catania ne codoce pa, e le cabrevre, e le cabrevre, e le cabrevre. E schiatto tu compa, Ma me yeni katata. Oh, balakaya, balakaya, balakaya. Rivatonya mi qua, rivatonya mi qua. Me toro go bashka na mi koto ko vamba. Te ko prefrika te ka tashku toprika te ka fanka. Isha te ko paka, makalo ko piba. Mangale gale ka hai. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Oh, Lord Most High. Igiriga brasha na koroko delika bale tatia. Ejeriko pala haya na koroko la kika. Ebele hele mele koro monyo nikolo kolai. Bishatora, bishatora. Mele kapra katanya niko toho shakapra. Mashka dop, katikataka halakafka dachi na gotoshka. Ishatako preheza kahalia. Ika la kabra la ka, la kongambe, katako toho shaka beri, te kupra pratia. Izandio nuko chete di kupratia. Ijana makikyo nuko rokotoshka daprika te kafrai. Sebratishka tanchi te kodoshka daprika te kodoshka. Mladu framakai atako onchi di kaka ala kavito. Kabita ko asancherno no kwa. Gibili hitiando do gohoje kyakto to toko hoshapra. Kravanieto rapatinyo no kwa. Toliko delika fregdja rako težke, tanče rogodoške da kjahto rogodonče. Ežeri ma tva, ežeri ma tve, e kalaka fregdja no korja manaka. Lajito bratito, lajbro fratito, lajbro fratito, kabinjo, makito laginjo, nakifro kalinjo. Blede kalata brakata kotej kata chanja. Ano ke prakatito na shetje. Kjeri go da ka palako doška tim brakato kofretje na kataška. Si brata shanja na kato hošeka prakada hašakja. Meletora manai, dovre katanje di kodoshka. Ivele dushwa, makora kodonje, aza deko kakara katanje di kodoshka tapre. Kivele dushwa, mitotoko orakanga. Asuktei, mashito. Mashito, mashito. Mashito, mashito, mashito. Pancho ne qua fra condele pagnudo lo pombra. E se digo lo cotosca da preca de catasca, cangara catasca. E se lo comprecchia, digo da hoscia cancara tecchia. Ejere ga da har shok tiag der go toshka ta pe ka te ga da har shakanga. Asha to ko bre vra ko toshan te re go toshka ta pe ka te ga da vra. Kole kam bre vra tinyo no ko horo ko toshka di pra ka ta kafra. Ale vra teshka tan che re go toshka. Isato, isato. Kemine kwa e kele kom bre vra tishando te ko prakje ne go to ko to prekje. Agala kahala kaya na kohoro ko diandor ko toshka tabri kate katafra. Shebra tihisha. Makoro ko tebre kate kafrandje. Asha ne ko kabi tale ko bravra. Mangoro ko pebele katia para ka panye ne kora. E jonde, e jonde, e jonde. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise the Lord, O Most High. Thank you, Father, for using us. Thank you, Father, for answering us, my Jesus. Thank you, Father, that it's written that you answer us. How marvelous, how wondrous that you have promised to answer us. Thank you, Holy God, who allows us to communicate with you. Thank you, Holy Father, who allows us to hear and to be used by you to pray wide, far and wide, all these saints at prayer. Oh, so many ways you have used them today. You have used their tongues far more than what will come in the interpretation. But we do thank you for the interpretation. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Start with the scripture, and that is Jeremiah 29:11.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Correct. First statement, see here, is underlined. And it reads like this. I am the Lord's, with an S, I am the Lord's, reminds you. I am the Lord's, reminds you that the kingdom of God reminds you that the kingdom of God operates according to his ultimate plan. Operates according to his ultimate plan. Know that the moments, with an S, know that the moments of joy is now. Know that the moments of joy is now. No long time waiting. No long time waiting. Excuse me. Okay, I'll read it again. I'm trying to slow down because I want three people to write them down the correct way. All right. All underlined. I am the Lord's reminds you that the kingdom of God operates according to his ultimate plan. Know that the moments of joy is now. No long time waiting. Okay. Next scripture here is Proverbs 16:16-9. Proverbs 16:9. James 5:7-8. James 5:7-8. Proverbs 16:9. James 5:7-8. Okay, next statement. Let me see here. Okay, it's half and half. All right. So the first half is not underlined, and it read like this. It shall be like a farmer. Yeah, it shall be like a farmer. Waits for the proper time of harvest. Okay, I'll read it again. So this is the non-underlined part, the beginning of the statement. It shall be like a farmer. It shall be like a farmer waits for the proper time of harvest. Underlined part. You must trust in my timing. You must trust in my timing. For God's with an S, blessings with an S, and my, oh, return. So the underlying part again. You must trust in my timing for God's blessings and my return. All right, I'll read the statement all over again. The beginning of it is not underlined. I'll let you know. It shall be like a farmer waits for the proper time of harvest. Underlined part. You must trust in my timing for God's blessings and my return. That is the statement. Then he gave us Isaiah 40:31. Again, he gave us this a lot. Isaiah 40:31. Then he gave us Lamentations 3, verses 25 and 26. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. Isaiah 40:31, Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. Okay. Next statement. Knowing that God's, with an S, knowing that God's wisdom in this prayer for my purpose. Knowing that God's wisdom in this prayer for my purpose with you all. With you all. And my friend and prophet. And my friend and prophet, see the change in the season. See the change in the season. Oh, after that is underlined. Okay, I'm going to repeat this first and then I'll go to the underlined part. It's not long, it's an end of the statement. I just saw it when I moved the envelope down. Okay. Knowing that God's wisdom in this prayer for my purpose with you all and my friend and prophet. See the change in the season. Underline part. And purpose for this leadership. Yeah, so the underlying part in the end start with and, purpose for this leadership.
Leadership?
Yeah, leadership. Yeah, L-E-A-D-E-R. Yeah, leadership. S-H-I-P.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just sensing I need to read it again altogether really quick here. So, knowing that God's wisdom in this prayer for my purpose with you all and my friend and prophet, see the change in this season, underline part, and purpose for this leadership. All right, moving along. Praise the Lord. The book of Daniel, the book of Daniel 2:21. Daniel 2:21. Acts 1:7. Acts 1:7. Psalm 90:4. Psalm 90:4. Daniel 2:21. Acts 1:7. Psalm 90:4. Okay. Praise God. This one also half and half, I believe. Okay. Next statement. Non-underlined part. I am offering a future. I am offering a future and hope at the perfect moment. At the perfect moment, I am offering a future and hope at the perfect moment. Even when the path, yeah, even when the path is unclear for you, even when the path is unclear for you. I am offering a future and hope at the perfect moment, even when the path is unclear for you. Underline part. Start right now. My promise to guide you. My promise to guide you. And, assures. A-S-S-U-R-E-S, and
assures.
Assures. Okay, assures. And, okay, my promise to guide you and assures that my plans is always for your benefit. My promise to guide you and assures that my plans is always for your benefit. Trump, Benjamin in Arabic, perch. Did I tell you start with my promise as underlined?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this whole statement again, read like this. Let me do the underline one more time because maybe I was a little fast. My promise to guide you and assures that my plans is always for your benefit, Trump, Benjamin, Church. So the whole statement read like this. I am offering a future and hope at the perfect moment, even when the path is unclear for you. Underline part. My promise to guide you and assures that my plans with an S is always for your benefit. Trump, Benjamin, and Arabic Church. All right. Psalm. The book of Psalm 130, Psalm 130, verse 5. Psalm 130, verse 5. Galatians with a G. Galatians 6:9. Ooh, I love you, Lord. Don't write that down. Psalm 46:10.
Psalm I think you claimed that scripture.
I think I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Psalm 130, verse 5, Galatians 6:9, and Psalm 46:10. There's a lot in it. I've been studying this, really. My goodness. I mean, it's a very small scripture, but there's a lot.
It's really how everything ends up. It's the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Next statement. To read like this. You can and have to trust that I am working behind the scenes. You can and have to trust that I am working behind the scenes for your benefit. You use the word benefit again here. For your benefit. For your benefit. Therefore, embracing this truth helps, with an S, helps you under all difficulties with hope. Okay, I went really fast with this. I'll read it again. Oh, there is an underlined part in the end of the statement. Okay, I'll repeat this again. Sorry. I'm just excited. Thank you, Jesus. You can and have to trust that I am working behind the scenes for your benefit. Therefore, embracing this truth helps you endure. What did I say before? Help you to endure.
I wrote down under, but I think endure.
Oh, maybe I said under. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It is endure,
yeah.
Right?
It's endure, yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Endure. All difficulties with hope. All difficulties with hope. Now the underlying part. Have confidence that God's, with an S, plans, with an S, is always good. Have confidence that God's plans is always good. This is, again, another long statement, but we just thank him.
Is it confidence or confident?
Confident. ENT.
Okay.
Confident. You can and have to trust that I am working behind the scenes for your benefit. Therefore, embracing this truth helps you endure all difficulties with hope. Underline part. Have confidence that God's plans is always good. Okay. Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes 3:11, Revelation 1:8, Psalm 37:7, Ecclesiastes 3:11, Revelation 1:8, Psalm 37, 7. Okay. Next statement. This one is not underlined. All of it is not underlined. And it reads like this. Victory, yeah, victory in both. Victory in both earthly and spiritual. And spiritual, yeah, victory in both earthly and spiritual. You have the victory. You have the victory through your God, your Lord, through your God, your Lord, and that is me. And that is me, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'll read it again. Victory in both, earthly and spiritual. You have the victory. You have the victory through your God, your Lord, and that is me, Jesus Christ. That's the statement. I believe you got this. Just believe you got it.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. First Corinthians 15:57. First Corinthians 15:1-5, 57. Romans 8:37. Gives us a lot too. Romans 8:37. Psalm 20, verse 7. Psalm 20, verse 7. I just noticed all these scriptures, different books, 7:7:7. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15:57, Romans 8:37, Psalm 20, verse 7. Okay, this one is underlined. All of it. This statement I'm going to read is underlined. And it reads like this. Children, believers, with an S. Children, believers, trust in my power. Children, believers, trust in my power and in the power of your prayer. And in the power of your prayer. Children, believers, trust in my power and in the power of your prayer. I communicate, I communicate. You are not just victorious. I communicate. You are not just victorious, but are more than conquerors.
Conquerors.
Yes, that's the word.
Conquerors. Mm-hmm.
Just victorious, but are more than conquerors because of your connection. Because of your connection with me. Because of your connection with me, your God and Lord. Because of your connection with me, your God and Lord. This statement all underlined. So I'm going to read it again. Excuse me. Children, believers, trust in my power and in the power of your prayer. I communicate. You are not just victorious, but are more than conquerors. Because of your connection with me, your God and Lord. Okay. Let's see, Philippians. Yeah, let's Philippians 4, 11 through 13. I know Philippians 4, 13. Okay, Philippians 11 through 13. All right, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. 1 John, First John 5, 4. 1 John 5, 4. One more scripture. Wow. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. So Philippians 4, 11 through 13, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, 1 John 5, 4, Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. Next statement, last statement actually, is underlined, all of it. And it reads like this. I am faithful and just. I am faithful and, I am faithful. I am faithful and just. I was put to death. I was put to death in the body. I was put to death in the body. Now I am alive. Now I am alive in the spirit and body. Wow. Okay, I read it again. I'm trying to observe this here. I am faithful and just. I was put to death in the body. Now I am alive in the spirit and body. Wow. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Did I say the last statement is underlined?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Just making sure. Okay.
All righty. So we're going to begin with Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for peace, shalom, and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. And then underlined, I am the Lord's reminds you that the kingdom of God operates according to his ultimate plan. Know that the moments of joy is now, no long time waiting. Proverbs 16:9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And that word for man is Adam, which is used for meaning mankind. So mankind is made to make plans, but the Lord establishes his steps, directs his steps.
Mm-hmm.
James 5, 7, and 8. I'm excited about this because it is exactly what the next statement talks about. I often preach from this. because this tells you when the Lord is coming. It's a circle teaching. It begins and ends with the same statement. James 5:7, I'm going to read it first in the King James. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Now, if you'll skip down to verse 8, it says the same thing. Be patient for the coming of the Lord, with a little addition. So it's a circle teaching. It's teaching us about how to know when the Lord is coming. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold the husbandman. Now, the husbandman is the farmer. And all of my other three translations translate it farmer. But the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. So this tells us that what is happening right now and what God's waiting for, he's the farmer, the earth is the field, and the fruit of the field are souls, men and women and children. And he's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. Now this crop is going to come forth when the early and latter rains come together. Israel depends upon seasonal rains for their crops, the early rain and the latter rain. But in the Old Testament, it tells us that in Joel, that there's coming a time when they're going to come together. And so this is a spiritual thing he's talking about. And those rains typify the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So what he's saying here is that there's going to be a crop from the earth. But before it is reaped, there's going to be an outpouring of the early and latter rains together. So that's a great move of the Spirit. I shall read this I'll read it in the ESV. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the latter rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Here it is in the New American. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. This is talking about the coming of the Lord. Now, he's the farmer. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil. That's the people of the earth. Being patient about it until it gets the early and latter rains. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. So he's telling us that he's waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. There's going to be a great harvest of the precious fruit of the earth. And it's going to come when the early rains and latter rains come together. If you study the rains in the Spirit, you will find out that Joel said, that it's the early and latter rains, and it's spiritual outpouring, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The early rain outpouring was in Acts chapter 2. The latter rain outpouring was at Azusa Street. But there's going to come another outpouring that's the early and latter rains together. Everything that was in Acts 2, everything was at Azusa Street, and it's all going to come together in a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit rains, the rains of the Spirit, and that's going to water and bring in the last great harvest. So that's what this is all about. That's what
You answered my question. I was going to ask you. You answered my question. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Wow. That is exactly what the next statement is about. It shall be like a farmer waits for the proper time of harvest. You see, he's exactly talking about James 5, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
It shall be like a farmer waits for the proper time of harvest. And then underlined, you must trust my timing for God's blessing and my return. So he's talking about this time of return, but he did say in the first statement, there's not going to be a long time waiting.
Now, do you think Ms. Billy is talking about when he said, for God's blessing, is he talking about the Father here and my return? I don't know.
You must trust in my timing for God's blessing and my return. Yes. He's talking about the blessings of the outpouring, I think.
Okay.
The blessing. That's a great blessing that he will grant to the earth, a great outpouring. So we must trust his timing for that and his return. But I do believe in that first statement, he said, no long time waiting.
Oh, yes.
So I believe it's near.
No long time waiting. There's no S there. No long time waiting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul or the person who seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Now, King James also uses the word hope. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I like that better. For some reason, ESV and New American leave out the word hope, but the Amplified does not. It puts it in. It is good that one should hope in and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Praise God.
And the next statement is here. It's all talking about the coming of the Lord here. Next statement. Knowing that God's wisdom in this prayer for my purpose with you all and my friend and prophet, see the change in the season. And now underlined, and purpose for this leadership.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
He may be telling us the season is changing and it's upcoming very near. Daniel 2:21. He changes times and seasons.
Oh.
He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Well, he's talking about kings here.
Yeah.
And that may be the leadership he's talking about in this statement. Purpose for this leadership.
Well, I might attend on this one.
He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. We're relatively in a new season with this current presidency.
Yeah.
That could be the leadership he's talking about.
That could be. Or even maybe he's talking about the midterm election. It could be about the mayors. I don't know. We need to meditate. This is me just speaking.
See the change in the season and purpose for this leadership. Then he tells us he lifts up kings. Acts 1:7. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority.
Oh.
So he has got some seasons in his authority and
innocent.
He says, see the change in the seasons. So it's his authority, but there has been a change. Psalm 90, verse 4.
We'll get it. We'll get it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
Huh.
Hallelujah. 1,000 years equals a day to the Lord. I am offering a future and hope at the perfect moment, even when the path is unclear for you. Underlined. My promise to guide you and assures that my plans is always for your benefit. Trump, Benjamin, written in Arabic, and church. Psalm 130, verse 5.
Leadership, I'm sensing this in my spirit here. Leadership is not about our leadership here in this nation. This
no.
Nation. Yeah. Okay. Well, my
what
mind
do you think
starts
it is?
Well. Yeah. I think it's something with the leadership in the Middle East or in Europe, something to do with Trump and Benjamin in regard to what's happening right now.
Yeah, it is. Definitely has to do with leadership,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And he does address it to Trump, Benjamin,
yes.
And church. Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word do I hope. So to keep our mind on him and wait before him and trust him. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Psalm 46:10, and of course this is how it all turns out. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth.
Hallelujah.
So that's how it turns out. You can and have to trust that I am working behind the scenes for your benefit. Therefore, embracing this truth helps you endure all difficulties with hope. Have confidence that God's plans is always good. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Of course, that's his name, Jehovah. Praise the Lord.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
A moment here. Revelation 1:8. I was just thinking. Excuse
me. Too. I'm thinking.
I was just thinking.
I want even to the what's going on now with shutting down the government with the Democrats.
I know.
I just like leadership. I mean, something has to change. I'm just
yeah. Praise God. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospered in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices or wicked schemes. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're not going to fret over that.
No.
But we trust you. Okay, now where am I?
Victory in both earthly and spiritual.
Victory in both earthly and spiritual. You have the victory through your God, your Lord. And that is me, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Okay. And then Psalm 20:7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And that name is the one he just gave us in Revelation, Jehovah, who was, who is, who will to come, who is to come. All right. Underlined, all of it. Children, believers, trust in my power and in the power of your prayer. I communicate. You are not just victorious, but are more than conquerors. Because of your connection with me, your God and Lord. You know, he said, we're more than conquerors.
Yeah.
You don't just have the victory. You didn't just win the war, but you occupy, you take the land. You're more than conquerors.
Yes.
Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak from want or being in need, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I'm understanding the scripture more and more. Of course, we know this is when Paul was complaining about he had a thorn in the flesh, which he said was a messenger of Satan. And he asked God 3 times to get rid of it. And God said, basically, you get rid of it. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. He's already given you the power. For my power is perfected in weakness. Even though you're weak, his power in you makes you strong. And I've been saying to the Lord recently, especially in, I think, that week of Autumn Assembly, Lord, I admit here that my weakness, but that just lets me know that your strength has more a purpose to work, has more place to work. Because I can't do this. You do it. It's really a depth to that. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Boils right down to faith. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And then underlined, I am faithful and just. I was put to death in the body. Now I am alive in the spirit and body. Trust in me, the resurrected Lord. This is the power of his resurrection. Yes, he's resurrected, and therefore the power of his resurrection. Paul said that I might know him in the power of his resurrection.
Wow.
So praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Miss Billy, Quinn just sent a text to check out Amir's latest post just now. Israel polls its support for UK. King's leadership change. Huh.
What was this now? What I didn't get it.
Okay,
what is she getting?
She sent it to you and me from Amir.
All right.
Latest post. Just now, Israel pulls its support for UK. And then she said, King leadership change? Question mark. And then she sent the article. Just posted right now.
Okay.
Something to look
at. All right. The UK is facing a dramatic, and the UK, of course, that's the United Kingdom. That is, includes Britain. So I'll read the article. The UK is facing a diplomatic and intelligence earthquake after Israel withdrew its diplomatic intelligence and security support to the UK. All right, now this means, excuse me, I'll go on, just read the whole article. This led to Foreign Secretary Lammy's plane, which was en route to Tel Aviv, having to turn around mid-flight and return to Heathrow Airport. Disgusted by the actions of Prime Minister Starmer, Foreign Secretary Lammy and other senior British officials towards Israel in general and towards Prime Minister Netanyahu personally, the Israeli government leader declared, a country that abandons its allies in a time of need should not expect friendship in return. The British government is shocked to acknowledge that it is now defenseless against foreign terrorist threats after Israel abruptly suspended its historic role of protecting the UK from at least 17 planned terrorist attacks on British soil. Israel feels betrayed by this British government. The UK is now without £12 billion worth of critical Israeli cyber defense infrastructure and is at high risk. The former head of M16, and that's their FBI, has called the situation the biggest debacle in British foreign policy since the Suez Crisis. As Starmer and Lammy lurch from one anti-Israel diplomatic embarrassment to another, leaving Israel with no choice but to say, enough. Okay, here we got it. The Prime Minister of the UK and Lammy, the Foreign Secretary, they say they're going to recognize a Palestinian state. They just do everything bad concerning Israel, right and left. And Israel said, enough. We're cutting off our intelligence. Israel is the one with the best intelligence in the earth. They're not going to give the UK any more of their intelligence. And the UK, quite frankly, is left like a duck on a pond without the intelligence that Israel has of the terrorist community. So this is like an earthquake.
Wow.
So they say, no more. You don't get our intelligence. You're going to act against us. You're going to recognize
you're
the
out.
Palestinian state. You're going to do every horrible thing against us in England. We're not giving you any more intelligence.
Wow.
And that leaves them, I'm telling you, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yesterday, I'm going to tell you a funny little incident that happened to me. I called DirecTV concerning a problem that was having on my television, not receiving a channel that I had paid for. And I got this foreign voice. You usually do. A lot of times it's from the Philippines. I'm not sure really where this man was from. He called himself Rick.
In the basement somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, and he's somewhere in some foreign country, and he's a technical guy. So he's working, and it's taking a long time. So I'm sure he's trained to make a conversation, you know, to keep me from getting irate. So he says, well, have you got plans for Christmas? And I said, well, actually, I haven't thought too much about it because I'm taking a trip to Israel. And he said, isn't that somewhere near Palestine?
Oh, my goodness.
I said, there is no Palestine. Where is that? It has no borders.
Good for
it's no
you.
Country.
Good for you.
And he said, well, you know, he said, in the news. And I said, there's your problem. You're watching the news. It's not a country. It's in the Bible, Israel. It's all Israel. So I had a long conversation with him and ended up trying to lead him to the Lord. I don't know if it worked or not, you know, see, the whole world has been deceived, and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. And a great, great deal of it is coming from Great Britain. And Great Britain, many of the historic London and, English cities now have Islamic mayors.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
And so Israel says, enough already. So there you have it.
Praise God.
Very interesting times.
Yeah, listen, I mean, the underlying part here in this statement, when it says, my promise to guide you,
yes,
and ushers that my plans is always for your benefit, Trump, Benjamin Kirch.
Exactly.
Look at that.
And then he says, I'm working behind the scenes.
I'm working behind the scenes.
Have
my
confidence.
Lord.
That God's plan is always good. And then victory.
Yeah.
So, praise the Lord. I'm telling
praise
you.
God.
But I can see that it caused an earthquake in the United Kingdom. They can't do without Israel's intelligence. They can't. But it looks like they're going to have to.
Praise God. Will you trust in Him?
Look at that intelligence you told us about. They were able to stop how many terrorists from going into Israel?
23. And, you know, we did not know that Al-Shabaab, you heard of Al-Shabaab?
Refresh me.
Al-Shabaab group, they start actually in Somalia. Those are meaning like the young groups, the youth, Al-Shabaab.
Okay, they're a terrorist group, right?
That is correct. They got to the Palestinians in Jordan to they've been working on this for like a year plus, but the Lord pulled the plug, and I just met this guy by accident. Well, there's nothing really by accident. I believe it was a point in time that the Lord had to meet this person, and he opened up. He started telling me about this and that because, you know, I live in the state. He have no idea who I am or where I am from or any of that. And then I prayed about it, and then I told few people about him, and to find out he have a plan, and there's 23 people with him. And they
he's
just pulled
guy?
The plug to him. He's a bad guy, yeah. He's
and
a bad
you
guy.
And you found him?
I found him in a coffee place. In
oh,
Jordan.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's just
my
like,
goodness.
well, this is
Oh,
not
my goodness.
announced because there's more to come yet. So
But you see, here we are, and that's the kind of intelligence that people have to have.
yeah.
Nations have to have that kind of intelligence
Yeah.
to stop those three, those 23. They have to find out about it. Well, Israel's got the best. They've got people implanted everywhere. Far more than Britain does in the terrorist
Oh,
world,
yeah.
I'm talking about. Terrorist
Right.
world. They got undercover agents. I mean, Israelis can pose as, undercover guys. But for,
Top in the world. Yes, they
yeah,
are.
the top in the world. Whoa, 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 we're interesting times. The Lord has really talked to us recently about war. And I don't know. I don't know. But he's talked to us about victory too. So here we
Well.
go. We just keep working and praying with God. We got another appointment with him at noon. But just know, Max, it
Yes.
blesses me that he used you directly in that. You're a part of this prayer company that we're all in here. This is a company we're in.
Yes.
And God had you as a part of that company in that coffee shop. But your steps, I can guarantee you, had been prayed out by this group.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Prayer, absolutely. So
This
many
prayer
people pray
company,
for us. You
this
pray
prayer
for us
company right
and
here,
this prayer company, yeah.
had prayed out your steps when you went in that
Amen.
coffee shop. Oh, folks, it
My
is
dear.
really something that we get to pray with God and work with God like this. It's really something. It's far past what we can see. But I'm glad you shared that with us. Glad you shared it.
Amen. Yeah, I woke up at 3:15 and I got a call at 3:20, like 5 minutes after I woke up, and I'm like, what? But don't say anything. There's more together. I'm like, okay. So this gentleman, it was a big lead for a lot. And I am telling you, God is protecting Israel. God is protecting Jordan,
Yes, he
because
is.
it goes on both sides. It's going to
Yeah.
be bad for the Jordanian when that happened.
Yep.
And their goal is to go after soldiers, the man and woman of Israel. Yeah,
So they
but
were going to
God,
attack
but God.
soldiers? They were going to attack soldiers with their
That is
suicide
correct.
mission?
Yeah. After soldiers.
Father, let's praise God for this. Father,
Yes.
we just want to praise you. We want to give you
Thank
glory. I want to thank you that Max was in the right place at the right time. I want to
Thank
thank you that you allowed us to pray for him, that
Thank
you
you.
allowed us to be connected. I want to pray for you. I want to thank you for every syllable and prayer that goes up to you because you send it down from heaven and makes a circle and comes in the earth through our praying in tongues. It's a wonderful thing, Lord, and we don't count it small. We count it large, and we're so glad to be a part of it. And we'll be back here at noon, Lord, and we know you will be. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, amen. Shalom,
Woo!
shalom.
Glory to God, and thank you,
Hallelujah.
Quinn, for sending that on. Okay.
Amen.
Love
Okay.
you.
Love you. Shalom,
Shalom,
shalom.
shalom.